Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to catch up with what we're doing, you can get our SMS text updates, ladies and gentlemen. And you can do that by simply texting the letters CSPOA to 53445. Again, text the letters CSPOA to 53445, and then you'll be on our text list to keep up with what's going on. Welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump has lost his marbles. He's fallen off the bandwagon. He's off his rock, whatever term you want to use for that. We'll get into that. I got some interesting gun facts to bring to your attention as well during the broadcast today. But for now, the good sheriff. Welcome back, sir. Sheriff Mac.
Thank you much, Sam. It's great to be back with you this beautiful Tuesday morning. And election day in Georgia, the big runoff. Wow.
Yeah, the fraud off is what's really happening.
Yeah, the fraud off. Yeah, no kidding. And I do have another quote from the Mac Prince. The only decision in history where sheriffs beat the federal government and won at the United States Supreme Court. Are you ready for that?
We need to call it the Mac Smackdown. Is that what we should start calling it? The Smack
Yeah, probably
case.
So. Yep. Yep. I'll call Sheriff Prince and get his permission to do that. Here we go, folks. This is a little bit longer than normal. I could have done two quotes out of this, but it bears the first part really supports the second part. So here goes. The great innovation of this design, talking about our Constitution, was that our citizens would have two political capacities, one state and one federal, each protected from incursion by the other. We've talked about that a lot, Sam, over the years. If the states are abusing their citizens, then yes, the federal government has the responsibility to step in and correct it. Same with the states. The states have the obligation and duty to do that to the federal government if they're abusing their citizens. Man, oh man, do we need that today? Now, Scalia goes on. A legal system unprecedented in form and design, establishing two orders of government, each with its own direct relationship, its own privity, its own set of mutual rights and obligations to the people who sustain it and are governed by it. Sam, there are two forms.
Let me stop you there and say that's the counterpart to the Declaration of Independence, which says they derive their just power from the consent of the governed. He mirrors that on this side of the equation, Sheriff.
It does. I'm glad you brought that up because it is such a reinforcement of our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution itself. And Scalia is taking us through what he even said would be a historical understanding. Not new laws, but historical understanding. This is the most amazing case. You would think that there would be sheriffs that would put these documents of the Supreme Court case out in display at their own office, as Sheriff Clinton has done.
Wow, you gotta dig it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the quintessential understanding. Remember, not only do they mirror each other, as I mentioned, the Declaration of Independence and the statements from Antonin Scalia in the Sheriff Mac Smackdown against Bill Clinton in the Supreme Court, but remember, not only were these like-minded in understanding, but they were a couple of hundred years apart, Sheriff. The Declaration of Independence preceded our United States Constitution, but this is a modern court case in our day that mirrors that understanding in the traditions of our founders. That cannot be overlooked either.
No, you're right. And it's so fundamental. And that's why we always do a quote from Scalia's decision on this, is because it is so fundamental. It is so part of the foundation of America. And I just absolutely love what he did here in not coming up with anything new, but simply reinforcing American history to support this battle between the sheriffs and the federal government.
It's almost as if the Declaration of Independence and your Supreme Court 10th Amendment win are bookends to the fundamental understanding that there are dual sovereignties, that there is unique delegated authority via the contract. The general government with its contract limited and defined, then the states with a broader contract, the state constitutions, more broad in their understanding. Incredible quotes, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get a copy of the Supreme Court case, it is available for a couple of bucks on our website. Do two things. One, get a case of those and pass them out. Number two, become a posse member today at the sheriff's or at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association website, cspoa.org. And with that, do you want to introduce our guest, Sheriff?
Man, do we have a stalwart from Texas. And Sam, as we have said, the sheriffs in Texas are on fire. And we have one of those burning sheriffs right now. Sheriff R.C. Cutter Clinton, Sheriff Clinton, from Panola County, Texas. Sheriff Clinton, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show with Sam Bushman and yours truly.
Thank you for having me, Sheriff Mac. And Sam, good to see you as well.
Thank you, brother. I went to the sheriff's website, Sheriff Mac, and here's what I saw. It says this. I am an experienced Texas lawman, and I want to serve you as sheriff of your county. Serve, protect, defend. Think about the language he uses coming out of the gate, Sheriff.
Yeah, the motto for the CSPOA, uphold and defend, protect and preserve, protect and serve. Sheriff Clinton, you've been to about three or four of our national press conferences, seminars, conventions, and it is a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here. And more importantly, thanks for the work you do in preserving the United States Constitution. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for acknowledging it, Sheriff Mack, but no thanks are needed. That is the oath that I swore. And I thank you and the CSPOA team for doing y'all's part on educating peace officers and sheriffs and spelling these things out, because I think there's not a big enough emphasis placed on our oath and our local autonomy that is completely legal.
Now, what meeting did you first attend with us? What meeting, what seminar conference did you first attend?
So I actually, a friend of mine, I believe I've shared with you in the past, a friend of mine who is the chief deputy of another sheriff's office that I used to work at, we were discussing a lot of things about, during the COVID time of 2020 and, our role in law enforcement. And, he said, the county sheriff is America's last hope. Now I was, working as an investigator, for a sheriff's office at that time. And, my friend is very smart, but I didn't think he came up with that. So I got on a search engine on the internet and I Googled that, or I used DuckDuckGo rather, and I come upon your books. And, got a copies of the books, started reading them. It made a lot of sense to me. And then there was an event hosted in, the Woodlands just north of Houston, Texas. And I made the, drive to it. I took a couple vacation days and made the drive to it and attended that. And, I was moved. I was really moved. You know, Sheriff Hargrove out of Houston County, Texas had a Crockett. I think he described it best, saying it felt like a constitutional revival. And that certainly resonates with me, but that was the first one I attended.
It didn't feel like one, Sheriff. It was one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was, and it still is, exactly what we do. We are trying to revive the Constitution because it has been trampled upon by so many people in Washington, D.C. and across our country. People who have sworn that oath that you were talking about are supposed to be preserving this Constitution for the American people, and they're doing just the opposite. That's why we need sheriffs like you that will be standing for the Constitution and for the principles of liberty that America was founded upon. So we thank you so much, sir, for your dedication. Yes, you attended one of the best conferences we've ever had, and the spirit of liberty was in that room that day in the Woodlands. So
Sometimes it seems like our conferences are much simpler than that too. I don't want people to think they're complicated and hard to learn. We do walk people through some very fundamental, basic constitutional realities. On one hand, it's a spiritual revival to turn to God. On the other hand, it's an educational reality about the separation of powers and the proper role of limited constitutional government, and to teach sheriffs and others to not live beneath their authority, but to stand up with their authority. It's all about life, liberty, and property for the people. That's the proper role of government and the necessity there. But it's also kind of simple, though. It's kind of redneck, though. It's a little bit like the cable guy. If he were to talk about the conference, he'd be like, get her done. Kind of like that, Sheriff. We want them to get it done. Get her done. Get the Constitution done. Live up to it. Understand it. Do your job. Get her done. Right? It's almost that simple in a way, isn't it?
Are you speaking to me, Sam?
Sheriff Clinton, then Mac. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. The conference, it was not, it was layman's terms and broken down, and it was easy to understand for sure. Yes, sir.
Sheriff Mac?
Well, I think that's the simplicity of the Constitution itself. There's a couple of complicated things here and there, like the Ninth Amendment, gets a little bit wordy, with some, big words that you might have to look up. But at the same time, after the light comes on, as Sheriff Hargrove said, and Sheriff Williams also from Coryell County, then it goes, oh yeah, okay, yeah, okay, I get that. But, it's not hard to see, the Constitution where in the Bill of Rights it says shall not be infringed. That's pretty plain and simple English, and yet courts and politicians all across this country don't get that. And Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Well, then what they can't do is form a bureaucracy that does make rules and laws against the freedom of religion, i.e. the IRS, making regulations about churches, what they can say and what they can't say, or they're not a 501c3. The IRS has no business at all, has no authority over churches whatsoever, and that we
have
accepted that.
Well, it has no authority to exist in the first place, Sheriff.
Well, of course. Yes, of course. And so that's where we need sheriffs to come in and protect people from IRS tyranny and abuse, and that of just about every other bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. violates the rights of the people with impunity, and that's where the counties and the states must step in, just as my Supreme Court case advises.
All right. I want to talk about Donald Trump here for a second, because Donald Trump got rebuked on all sides for his call to terminate the Constitution over the 2020 election results. He made the claim last weekend on his Truth social media platform, ladies and gentlemen. And here's what he said. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allowed for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, Trump wrote. Now, Trump says that he was mischaracterized by the deep state, by the fake news, etc. I have one shout out to former President Donald Trump. Why don't you come on the Sheriff Mac Show? We'll give you all hour to clarify, sir. But I'm telling you right now, I could never vote for a guy who says things like that, misunderstood or not. I don't see how it's misunderstood. That's a quote from what he wrote. Joel Skousen basically says this about it. They will not allow Trump to win in 2024. He is a poor judge of character. The people he surrounds himself with, these gaffes or these missteps. Sheriff, I don't know how we misinterpret this, but I'll give Donald Trump an hour to clarify if he wants, right here on Bridie on TV. But I want your response to it. And then Cutter Clinton, Sheriff can respond, and then I'll respond. Sheriff Mac?
Well, this is, the first thing I want to ask is what part of the Constitution does he think protects election fraud? I don't get that. And so quite honestly, it's the Constitution that is his saving grace. The Constitution, he was absolutely correct about one thing. The founding fathers would be totally against election fraud. And the thing is, constitutional rights of equal protection under the law are there to protect him. And I would be very curious to have him say, and yes, we invite you, President Trump, to come on the show and explain the whole thing. But I would be very curious to know what you're talking about. What part of the Constitution is a problem that you think protects election fraud? No, I don't think so.
Amen. Sheriff Cutter Clinton?
Yeah, well, I can say this firsthand. There are just like any other profession, mine as a peace officer included, you have those that are, act with integrity but there, it's certainly prevalent. And I think Sheriff Mack could absolutely agree that, media oftentimes will mischaracterize, leaders. that may be more benefit of the doubt than, you, Sam, or others might feel with that, but I can say firsthand that does happen. But I think if you make a claim, somehow undermining, our God-given inalienable rights, then, you really need to explain that. I know that when, President Joe Biden said, what was it, something to the effect of, no rights are absolute, I really couldn't believe I was hearing something like that. It's truly unbelievable.
But I agree with you in front of the media. And when you write things and when you say things, you can get all sideways. There's no question about that. I remember back when George Bush was surprised at how scanners at the grocery store works, or when Dan Quayle made a mistake and spelled something wrong or whatever. These things can happen. I get it. But let me tell you why I want Donald Trump to come on the TV with us and talk about this. Because rather than complaining about election fraud, if we're going to talk about election fraud from the FBI, an unconstitutional criminal organization, or the Homeland Security created by Republicans, or any of these agencies, and you want to stop the fraud at that level, Donald Trump, let me explain to you what you do. You go to CSPOA.org. You spend $2. If you need me to lend you the money, I can do it, sir. I know you've been running around begging for money, too. But if you need $2, then you can buy this Supreme Court decision from Sheriff Mack, the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in American history. And you can kick the feds right out of every state election in the country immediately. And you should spend your time touting that Supreme Court case all across the land. The dual sovereignty that Antonin Scalia speaks of kicks the general government completely out of elections that were meant to be ran by the local municipalities, by the precincts, and by the states, and the general government literally has no authority here. Now you can say, well, Sam, they've made modern edicts from on high in Congress. No. They've crossed their legal jurisdictional boundaries, and they should be shut down. And Trump, rather than yeeting the Constitution like they would yeet babies in the womb, your best bet is to embrace Sheriff Mack's win, because you can teach the nation how to get the feds out of their lives. There's no better plan. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, the one bookend a couple of hundred years ago, and you look at this Supreme Court case decision, you begin to understand. It's clear. Antonin Scalia knew it. Sheriff Mack knew it. The founders in the Declaration of Independence knew it. You just got to put the current bureaucrats on notice, because they don't know it, Donald. And we need your help, sir. This is not an attack on you. It's more of a clarification. Let's get you on TV. Let's clarify, and let's arm you with the knowledge that can make the difference. Sheriff Mack?
Amen. I think Sheriff Clinton had something to add. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Sheriff?
I was just, when you were talking about President Trump, where he could find the Mack Prince case, I've got them here in my office available to anybody that darkens the door of my office. And so,
tell him to pick one up at Sheriff Clinton's office. In fact, I love that picture you sent. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to try
and
to,
by the way,
I'm going to try
you to get your
that.
Picture taken with Sheriff Cutter Clinton while you're at it, Donald.
Yeah. No kidding. Now let me say this politically. If Donald Trump wins the Republican primary, I will be supporting him 100%.
I won't.
I know.
Unless I get absolute clarification on this constitutional point.
Well, if we can get him on the show, that would be great.
Amen. But when you swore an oath to uphold that for 4 years and then you say that, I am just shook.
Well, we'll give him a chance to explain it. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Oh, I said I think that's fair, Sam. I think statements that I guess just that bold out there, or that undermining of our rights are definitely worth an explanation.
All right, Joel Skousen in his World Affairs Brief had a end of year conference where he spoke and told us what he thought, but he pointed out this interesting phrase that I think applies to President Trump here. Conscience is the only way to corrupt corruption of judgment. You got to have a conscience. You got to come out and don't just say I was misunderstood. Let's talk about it and explain it. And if you do it right, President Trump, I submit to you, you could use that Supreme Court case all the way to the White House. Just admit I was wrong. I misspoke. It might have been that I didn't have a chance to kind of clarify myself. I'm so sorry. First, an apology would make sense. Secondly, then just grab this Supreme Court case and use it all the way to the election. You've got what, 2 years to get that done? What, a year and a half? How long is it, Sheriff?
I'd say he has about a year before he really gets going in that. But yeah, that's absolutely true, Sam. And but I will say this. Of all the people who have been attacking Trump, I don't agree with the FBI raid. I think most everything that's been happening to him, being impeached twice, even impeached after he left office, that is absolutely insane. And the anti-Trump stuff is just too insane for me.
We got two great sheriffs on your TV, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned because I'm going to drill down and talk about killer robots in San Francisco. And then how many raids take place in America today compared to yesteryear on Brighteon TV.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
America, 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 this is the place you want to be. Brighteon TV, they offer the truth. You know, the truth will set you free. That's the bottom line. And so evil operates in darkness. The truth is the light. So come to Brighteon TV. My name is Bo Holney. I do interviews with them regularly. This is an amazing channel. They've done amazing work. Come to Brighteon TV and listen to the truth.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Back with you live on the Sheriff Mack Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Sheriff Cutter Clinton with us and Sheriff Richard Mack, and yours truly. Make way for the killer robots. The government is expanding its power to kill. John and Nisha Whitehead, our dear friends, wrote that article. And in that article, they highlight that in 1980, there were roughly 3,000 SWAT team-style raids in the United States. In 2014, there were more than 80,000, and now it's predicted to be more than 120,000. 5,000, and now they're thinking about literally using killer robots. One robot can load ammunition into a shotgun, and another robot can hold the gun ready to fire. Sheriff Cutter Clinton, we know you got to fly, but before that, I want you to answer that question. Is this going to be happening in your county anytime soon, sir?
Not in a million years. Not in a million. Not as long as I'm sheriff. Not as long as I'm sheriff. I'm not familiar with that article or those policies that are going to play, but you know, I don't really look to California to ever be my guiding principles on anything. Now, as far as increase in our tactical teams, I'd have to say tactical teams, they are a good thing. Just like the police, law enforcement is a good and necessary thing. It just needs to be properly used. Sheriff Mack wrote a great little book called The Proper Role of Law Enforcement. And so I would absolutely advocate that tactical teams are necessary. It is just, they have to be used constitutionally. And if they're not, then they're, I would argue that no government action is appropriate unless it's constitutional.
Amen to that, Sheriff. Can I give you a parting shot as you take off? If gun control laws actually worked, Chicago would be Mayberry.
I've heard Sheriff Mack actually talk about this myself, and it was one of the, just one of the many details that made me a follower of the CSPOA. Sheriff Mack is pretty open about it. He's not a gun nut. He's not really a gun guy. He says he looks at guns as a tool, and a right. And I really do too. I'm not a firearms ballistics expert. But I'm ready to die to defend my fellow Americans' right to carry that. All of our deputy sheriff's office are.
Amen.
But I am leaving. So I am within my first few weeks of being in office. When Sheriff Mack said, here's a sheriff that is burning, absolutely on fire for the Constitution, but absolutely cooking with peanut oil here on everything that we're implementing here at the Pinole County Sheriff's Office. And, I have just things that I've got to tend to today.
God bless you, sir. Thanks so much. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, our Sheriff. Guest, Pinole County, Texas Sheriff Cutter Clinton, doing a phenomenal job. And he brought up something that I want you to continue on, Sheriff Mack, this idea that, hey, you know what? These teams are really not the problem. The problem is everything we do must be constitutional. And if we obey the Constitution, there's nothing wrong with these teams. He brings up a very good highlighted reality check for us all, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And I like how he phrased that. I think he described it very well. And this is obvious. A constitutional sheriff, and I wouldn't be surprised if more people are going to be moving to his county, Sheriff Williams County, Sheriff Hargrove County, and there's quite a few now in Texas that are taking the Constitution very seriously and its enforcement within their counties. We love the example that Sheriff Clinton set the last half hour for all of America, for all the Brighty on TV audience, and folks. What we've been doing at the CSPOA is working. It is, I believe, the only peaceful and effective solution that remains to the American people. It is the only one left. And so, folks, go to CSPOA.org, become a member of the posse, the Sheriff Mack posse, the CSPOA posse, and be part of the solution and focus on taking back America, one county at a time.
Amen to that. And I'll be running the posse today. The sheriff's got a bunch of things to do. So we'll see you in the posse, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who sign up at CSPOA.org. So Sheriff Mack, make way for the killer robots. They talk about these 3,000 plus raids in, 1980. And then they talk about in 2014, it was 80,000 and now it's 120,000. It's out of control, sir.
Yeah, it is out of control, and I think some law enforcement would say, well, crime is out of control. Well, yeah, it is, but you need to look at the originations of those criminal episodes. For instance, did you see the video, Sam, just a couple of days ago, that Apple Store was being robbed right in broad daylight in front of all the customers and all the workers, and the workers were looking at each other. Should we try to stop them? It looked like there was only two people doing it. Two thugs going through the store, grabbing everything they wanted in front of people, and people were looking at each other. Should we stop them? Of course you should stop them.
Absolutely.
You know what you're doing by standing there doing nothing? You're emboldening everybody else to do the same thing. All the other crooks, they look at these things going on TV. Well, hell, nobody's going to stop us. Let's go do the same thing. Folks, it's a problem with the liberal policies and liberal judges and liberal county attorneys and prosecutors in New York, Chicago, San Francisco. Don't get killer robots. Enforce the law. Enforce the law, San Francisco.
Well, and the American people have a role to play here. In New York, there was a guy that was on the subway or whatever, and this guy had a knife, and he cut up, slashed this older gentleman, and the witnesses just stood by gawking instead of helping. And I'm just telling you right now, five people could rush the guy with the knife, and yes, somebody might get cut a little bit, but you know what? We have got to take action and stop. And I would go back to the 9/11 instance when, you know what, the people who took over the plane, yeah, they crashed and died, and I'm sad about that. But you know what? Many people lived as a result of their actions. And we find with shooters or with people with knives, or any time we stop the thugs, we do well. Inaction or running from the situation is the last thing you should do. You know what? Look around, and if you feel like, hey, you're the toughest person there, the person that might get the job done, do your best. If there's somebody else, you know what? Make eye contact with them quickly and take action. I know that they used to say don't do that because you'll get hurt or killed. I understand all that, but I'm telling you right now, more people get hurt and killed when you don't. We see it time and time and time again. And let me give you another example to make the point. Here's your new Rosa Parks story, Sheriff Mack. An 82-year-old black woman in Valley City, Alabama got arrested. You know what her crime was? An unpaid $77 trash bill, Sheriff. Martha Minifield. That's correct, sir.
Her garbage collection bill she hadn't paid yet, so they came and arrested her.
Roger that. Measly dollars. Her name is Martha Minifield, and she was handcuffed and briefly taken to jail. The cop leaned in and said, "Don't cry, Grandma." And she responded, "If your grandma was arrested, you'd be crying. Stop it." Folks, this is what I'm talking about. This is out of control. Why on earth do we let robberies, criminal activity, knifings, shootings, we let those things go, murdering of babies, election fraud, and then we go and arrest grandma? Sheriff.
Yes, Sam. I want to get her on the Sheriff Mack show. Let's contact her and see if she would like to talk about that. Because there's another one that just happened.
Insanity, man.
Well, I know, and this insanity has got to be exposed, because unless they went to court and they said, okay, now she's not going to pay her bill, and they went to get a warrant, well, it's not even a warrant. It's a decision in civil court where she lost, and they can now go to her residence and take enough property or take some money out of her bank account and pay the bill. But to arrest her, that wouldn't come for several months later unless they were not able to pay it.
I say no matter whether she's able to pay it or not, you shouldn't be arresting people over civil issues.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They can go and collect what she owes after it's been to civil court. But getting to a point of arrest is no way, no way.
But you know what happened? Now that this story went viral, people are literally livid about this story to the point where a ton of people came and said, "We'll pay the fine." You know what the government said?
No, you can't pay it.
You cannot pay it until after the court case in January. Have you lost your minds, ladies and gentlemen? Why not let the American people love their neighbor as the good Lord taught us? Why don't they pay this bill, dismiss the case, apologize to her? But this is an example where, in my opinion, where on earth is the sheriff? He should be interposing here and saying, look, has she had her due process? If there's a court date coming up, obviously not. Okay, so all I'm saying is arrest her. What good does that do? What does that accomplish except for just get the people to hate government, Sheriff?
Right.
You don't need to arrest grandma before her court date, do you?
It makes
so the story finishes. Before you respond, the story finishes and says,
okay, go ahead.
Law enforcement personnel have their option for discretion.
Discretion.
They can choose as they will in this case. Now, why? Remember, they beat you and I up over saying that sheriffs and police officers have discretion. Now they admit it in this article about grandma. Sheriff?
Yeah, finally. Yeah, and discretion is the key word here. If he has discretion, then why did he arrest her? And knowing full well that the sheriff, he needs to be involved, but the deputies need to be trained on this and instructed a little bit better than this. And was it a deputy sheriff or was it a city police officer? That might be one question.
I think it was a city police officer, and there's where the appointed mandates and all that come from. But Sheriff, we need to teach police officers too to stand up. If somebody says to me, and I'm a lawman
of
any kind, I'm going to say, you know what, sir, I am not arresting grandma for court dates coming up. I'm just not doing that.
No. And even after the court date, you wouldn't be doing it. And not only that,
agreed.
What if she's on public assistance? What if she is? You know, then you have a poverty issue here where that needs to be addressed before you haul somebody off to jail. This is really poor police work. It shows poor training, and it shows poor leadership. And Sam, I think we need to go to that town and have a CSPOA, constitutional seminar. Right in that place, right in that town, and invite this good woman, invite this good woman to come and address the crowd, and then have our normal one-day seminar there for the public and for the police and sheriff's office. This is just another sign, Sam, that the training in this country for law enforcement is lacking, and I've said that every time there's one of these incidents that occurs in this country. They happen too often, and I will disagree a little bit with Sheriff Clark, and that is police training is the problem that causes these. And we need to, and we have far too many of these incidents where police officers are not following the law, and they certainly aren't following their oath of office. I would love to see Sheriff Clark discuss the oath of office and the Constitution a lot more with these problems that we have with our nation's law enforcement.
Yeah. So we got the lack of good training, the lack of de-escalation training, the lack of due process and understanding the proper role of government. And we've got a lot of bad training, which is I'm the cop, sit down, shut up. I'm in charge here. Now I get that the police officer sometimes needs to establish that he's in charge, but there's a way to disarm people, in a polite way. And gain respect versus I'm in your face all the time. But I want to discuss for a second, Sheriff, because I don't understand the difference between civil and criminal law. Actually, I thought I did, but when I see these kinds of things for a civil matter, this poor grandma gets arrested, I think we're blurring civil and criminal law here. We're treating her like a criminal, Sheriff.
Well we have, and I have said this ever since Arizona made traffic laws civil. You can't get government involved in a situation and they say, oh, well, that's a civil matter. If government is taking action, it is not a civil matter. Okay. Yes. Police can serve civil papers that they have a summons for someone to go to civil court, but they cannot do it when they are the ones taking the action. That is criminal. The reason you have law enforcement is not to enforce civil laws. And for them to Sam, the bottom line, I'll try to calm down. The bottom line here is we do not have civil enforcement law enforcement officers. That's crazy. And The reason they do it is because it's easier to get a case in civil court because the preponderance of evidence is such a difference, a different requirement than in criminal law. And so they're just trying to make it easier.
In other words, the bar's not set so high is the point.
Correct. And so in a civil matter, you only have to have evidence that goes a fraction above the 50-50 evidence law.
So you know what we do in that case, though, is we use civil law. We use civil law and make things civil and violate people's due process.
That's what I want everybody to understand here. It's for collections. It's to make collections easier in asset forfeiture, in going after citizens' traffic cases. It makes it easier to collect the money from the citizens. That's it.
But it violates due process, Sheriff.
It violates the Constitution. It violates due process. Absolutely. It violates the moral authority of police.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the difference between criminal law and civil law is civil issues. There's not near as high of a bar or standard required for conviction, etc. And they use that to lower the bar so that they can collect money. If the government's involved, it's criminal. Government doesn't have police officers, law enforcement officers, deal with civil events the same way. The bottom line is they're playing games, and they're moving things from criminal offenses to civil offenses because they know. If you get a fully informed jury, they're going to go, you know what? I don't care if Grandma paid her $77 bill or not. We're not arresting Grandma for not paying her trash bill. That idea is trash. We're not doing it. But they know if they make it civil, see, all you got to do is arrest her, scare the crap out of her, and maybe nephew or somebody else pays or who knows what. But we, the people, need to come unglued with these cases. I don't mean we need to do anything violent or crazy, but we need to absolutely make our will known, which is you cannot do this. If you do, we will replace you with people who understand. Now, would she have been arrested, Sheriff, if she was white? I hate to take on this racial issue, but we must. I doubt if she was white, she would have been arrested.
I don't know. Do we know the color of the officer?
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, he might have been black also, but I wish I could say that doesn't matter, but I'm afraid in this case that you're probably correct. I don't understand why you and I are assailed for being racist when it is absolutely not true. And we are seeing
which
this
color she wants. I just think this is a civil matter and she should have never even come close to being arrested.
That is absolutely correct. I don't care who she is. I didn't know what color she was until you said so. But it's no one. I don't care what color any citizen is. No one should have been arrested for this. I would like this lady to come on our show. I would like to tell her that she should not have been arrested and that we would like to come out there with her and train local police and sheriffs and city councils and county commissions and anybody else who would like to attend and come and see for yourself how this should have been handled.
You know what I want to do? I want to pay her debt in unrolled pennies.
Well, yeah, she's probably going to get quite a bit of Christmas money now. Because of the publicity this ridiculous case is getting, this should have never happened. The police should have been protecting her. And Sam, I have a question here. When this mistaken officer brought her in handcuffed, where was the supervisor? Where was the supervisor who said, oh yeah, this is a good case and signed off on that report? This should have been stopped. As soon as the corporal or the sergeant or the lieutenant got wind of this and gone to the officers, you didn't really arrest this woman. You know, how did she get out, Sam? Was she written a ticket and released? Then she should have been given that ticket at her home, not hauled off to jail. And
right.
Judges,
I don't have every detail of the story because it didn't say, but I'm going to dig into it and find out more. I'm just telling you, it brings up the question of civil law. Go ahead.
Yes. Now I want to talk to her and the officer, and get some training there. But yes, there's more to this story. However, The bottom line is just what you said, Sam. This lady should have never been close to being arrested by a peace officer who has sworn an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
And Sheriff, let me kind of highlight this. You know, the cops are being unjustly beat up all over the country to the point where, you know what, people say, I back the blue and all this kind of stuff. In my opinion, this is where police officers need to stand up and say, this can't happen anymore. And I think a quick apology, a take ownership of it, a move on, we'll never let this happen again, can go a long way. What our goal is to create trust between we the people and the citizen, or the citizens, we the people, and the police officers. We could really make a difference and use these cases to improve relations, not continue as the mainstream press is doing to create divide and mistrust. This is an opportunity, Sheriff, for us to really educate and to really own this and say, you know what? We are so sorry. I don't know how this happened. It will never happen again. If it happens again, you know what? People will be fired over this. We demand due process. We don't care if someone's black or white, old or young. We are not going to take these civil cases and start arresting people. We're going to find other ways. And if they would do this, we could build so much trust, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Sam. I like that perspective. And I know we're at the end of the show here, but sometimes things have to be corrected, and this has to be corrected. And thank you for a great show, Sam.
Thank all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Become a member of the Posse and get Sheriff Mack's Supreme Court case today. CSPOA.org. The Posse coming up in a couple of hours. And God bless all of you from Brighteon TV.
We grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Yor Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol.
Just continues to get more and more maddening, more and more frustrating, which ignites the flame of the fire for this show to continue to fight. And Christopher Key is doing the same thing. This organization, Vaccine Police, I am proud to continue to support them, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything as he's in the face of these hospital administrators that are killing your community members, your friends, your family, your relatives, in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, in the face of the, you know what he's doing? He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, waking people up that otherwise would have no idea that these shots are dangerous and in many cases deadly. That information that Karen Kingston just brought us, that's the type of stuff that Christopher Key is sharing with the world. Please go support this organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Look at the video documentation of everything this guy is doing. It's amazing. I applaud his efforts. He's a modern day hero. There will be a statue of Christopher Key somewhere when this whole thing is over and we win this war. Please support that organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
The older we get, the less IGF is produced by our body.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we're on Brighty on TV, the Sheriff Mac Show, the first hour, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. The TV has a different clock, and so they start at 00 and end at like 52 after or whatever. On the radio, though, we literally start at 5 after and end at the bottom of the hour, the end of the hour, because we, you know, we really try to merge these two clocks when we're simulcast, and it's pretty tough. So I finish this hour, Brighty on radio with us for the rest of the hour, this hour as well, and hopefully we can get Brighty on radio to take our second hour of radio as well. But we talked to Sheriff Mack about what the difference is between criminal law and civil law, and how high the bar is set in terms of requirements of conviction is way different, etc. And they're doing it to raise money and to collect. It's wrong, and it needs to stop, ladies and gentlemen. Look, if it's a civil matter, the government, the cops, the police, the law enforcement, the whatever you want to say, should not be involved. Okay? Now, yeah, if they, we need to serve kind of a paper fine or whatever, but for the most part, not involved. We talked yesterday about an article called Sensible Gun Logic for the Choir. And Terry Sanderson wrote this article, and I just think it was so good, I want to kind of repeat it on the Sheriff Mac broadcast today, because it relates to, you know, things of guns and cops and police and everything else. The first one said, if gun control laws actually worked, then Chicago would be Mayberry, USA. I think that's so funny. The second one says this. The Second Amendment makes more women equal than the entire feminist movement. Isn't that great? The third one says legal gun owners have 300 plus million guns. Let me say that over. Legal gun owners have 300 million plus guns and probably a trillion rounds of ammo. Seriously, folks, if we were the problem, you would know it. What a brilliant, in my opinion, breakdown of reality in America today, right? It's called Common Sense Gun Logic is what it's from. And it really, in my opinion, matters, right? All right, it's sad, but I want to highlight this, too, before the end of the hour. Turns out, folks, that the House Republican Conference voted last Wednesday to continue including earmarks in spending bills as they further view the Tea Party in the rearview mirror in the Republican Party. This is a sad tale, folks. These earmarks are awful. Here's what an earmark is in a summary. Somebody puts a bill together that's a common sense good bill, but then everybody has the ability to add to the bill or whatever, so they start adding unrelated fundings for their given area. It's time to bring home the bacon for your state, etc. It is wrong, folks. Earmarks need to stop. We had them stopped once, but they've just come back, and the Republicans voted to keep them. So when you hear that the Republicans are, you know, they're going to take power, it's going to be way different than the Democrats, and we're going to, I don't see it, folks. They're already starting and saying earmarks are fine. Let's let everybody just go ahead and file. Let's go ahead and let everybody just go back and file so that they can go ahead and get their own slice of the pie. It's wrong. It needs to stop. Shame, shame, shame on all you Republicans. What a disgrace. All right, hour one in the can. If you want to see it, brightyon.com, the archives and video for the Sheriff Mac Show. If you want to listen to the audio, libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, donate. Every penny you give us will help us grow our presence in the media and tell the tale at CSPOA.org. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.